Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. Another Friday. They come around so fast, and sometimes I'm saying, oh, it's too slow. Take too long. But I do look forward to Fridays. I thank you for coming in and joining me. My name is Pastor Margaret Lee, and this is A Remnant Ministries Tea Time with Jesus. It is a pleasure to have you join us this morning. God bless you. It's raining on this side. I don't know how it is where you are. It's not cold, but it's sure enough is raining. But we won't complain. We thank the Lord for the rain. Hallelujah. We ask the Lord to allow the earth to drink up the water and not have too many floods and danger on the roads. Amen. Well, again, I just thank you. It is a beautiful day, a new year, and we're excited about what God will be doing in the next month or the next month. And we will just trust God. Trust God. Hallelujah. Trust God. Amen. I had so many things and I prayed and asked the Lord, what should I say? And what should I talk about? And what came to me is some thoughts that came to me some time ago. And says this, and since this is tea time with Jesus, we have questions. And sometimes we don't ask people. We would like for the Lord to lead us and guide us into the answers. Amen. And they're right there in the scripture. But let's pray. Father, it is in the name of Jesus we come this morning, giving you glory, blessing your name, thanking you for your mercy, your grace, your love, your kindness, your peace, your joy. Thank you for your, oh God, thank you for your faithfulness towards us. Thank you for how you guard us and protected us while we slept, and protect us when we were just resting in you. Thank you that our bodies were healing themselves as we slept because you made provisions for that. Thank you that our families are well. Thank you that we have heard no bad news. Thank you for the food that's on our table prepared. Thank you for a roof over our head. Thank you for the shelter that you have provided for us. Now, as we spend these moments, Holy Ghost, we ask, that you just speak to us and through us and give us an excitement for you and for your will and for your way and for your instructions as to how we should live on this earth. Thank you for holy boldness. Thank you for strength to stand for righteousness. Speak now. Your servant, listen. And it is in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Well, we'll read our scripture, and it won't take that long, because I think I have quite a bit to talk about today. Our scripture is Psalm 1, starting at the first verse. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly
shall perish. Amen. And I call this our part, 2 Chronicles 7:14. And it reads as follows. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Amen. Hallelujah. That's a mouthful right there. We can let that soak in. What I wanted to share, the words of encouragement, and I hope it's empowering too. First, I want to encourage you that if God has called you to do something and you figure, well, I'm too old, it's past my time, that's not, you know, you need to think about, rethink that. If you are breathing, so many of us say, if I knew then what I know now, I would have done this. But the Lord laid it on my heart. He said, you're breathing, and you know now what you didn't know then was stopping you from doing it. Just saying, hey, now I hope you have your nice hot cup of tea. That requires a sip. If you knew then what you know now, you would have done it. So you know now what you didn't know then, so you may as well do it. Ha, glory to God. Think about it. God gave you a gift and you haven't used it because you think you're too old. Dear friend of mine, she and I talked and we struggled with some things in ministry, just kind of wondering where it is and where is it going and how it's going. You have those moments, and I thank God for a friend that I can talk with openly about some thoughts that I have, and found out that she had some thoughts in that regard as well. And we came up with late bloomers. And then the added to that was with audacity. Mm-hmm. There are some flowers that only bloom once. There are some flowers that are once in 100 years. Or there are some that bloom long after they have matured. And then a beautiful flower come on the vine or the stem. So we don't know what the timing is that God has set in motion for us. We know that we should be on point and so in tune to Him that when this time says it's now, then we are so connected to God that we go, okay, we're ready. And we begin to do it. We can't compare ourselves with others. We have to be so connected to God that when he gives us our instructions, we hear it. He wakes it up in you. Don't doubt it. Pray. Ask, if you don't know his voice, ask him to let you hear his voice. Recognize his voice. Seek him. Know that it is he that is speaking to you. And let God be God in you. Let the plans of God work through you that he has ordained before the foundation of the world. Seek your God. But when it wake up, you will become restless because you know that it's something that you are to do And then you say, I don't know what it is. Seek God. But if you know now what you didn't know then, that must be it. But seek God in all you're doing. Seek God first, and you won't be misled. I didn't say it would be easy and smooth sailing, but the weight of it won't be heavy. God is good. The next thing, one day I was sitting and just thinking about different things. And I thought, the thought came to me regarding Jesus. And I know in Hebrew there is no J. And so I went to see when the English language came about. And I studied. I don't like to use just one individual. So I came back with the knowledge that the English language, as we know English language, started around 409, and I saw one place 439, so somewhere around that. What did the angel tell Mary and Joseph his name would be? And when Jesus was sitting down talking with his disciples, and he said, in my name. Well, what was the name? And I didn't ask anyone, but I wanted to confirm it with the scriptures. So you have to read and study and pray. And I came up with an answer. But since this is tea time with Jesus and me and friends, why don't you ponder that and ask God to show you and give you that directive? And if you say, well, it doesn't matter, and I grant you, I have used it, called on the name of Jesus, and he has answered. But what was the name that came, that the angel of the Most High God told Joseph to name him? What name did he use when he told his disciples, in my name? In my name. And we can't say, well, it doesn't matter, because if your name is Joe and I call you Robert, we may have a problem, I do believe. People are very funny about their name. But there is power in that name. Think about it. Just meditate and ask God to give you direction, guide you in that, and see where it leads you. Hallelujah. The other suggestion that I would have for you, we always say, read the Bible. But we skip the maps. We skip the back. We skip that in between the testament. But I assure you that if you read the Bible and all the little, especially my favorite, is the information between the testament, it makes for very good reading, and it connects the dots. And when we think about how God moves and why we don't rush, because God has a plan, and that plan, he works his plan. And we want to be in rhythm and in order. We don't want to be like Sarah and Abraham, decide they want to help God out. We don't need to help God out. We need to do what he called us to do. And there are times that he said, we have to wait. weight. We don't want to be out of sync with the plans and the will of God. Wait on the Lord. Think about it. When we wait on the Lord, and it takes us back to, if I knew then what I know now, I could do it. Now, very well be the time, the set time. Think about it. Now is the time for you to do what you were called to do by the Almighty God. I'm just saying. What about you? God knows everything because it's 2019. Like God didn't know 2019 was coming. Just say, hallelujah. I think I could sip on it with the tea. It's mid-morning, and we want to be able to just slip away and think about some things. Think about where you are with God. Are you leaning to your own understanding? Or are you trusting Him? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Bless His wonderful name. Are you moving in harmony with the Almighty God? Oh, there are things that seem so hard and it look like it's so rough, but you're moving and saying, God got a plan. God got a plan. So you just slip away. And even if you're at work, just slip away for a few moments. And think about God. The more, the closer and the more you seek Him, you'll find Him when you seek Him with all your heart. How He'll guide you, even on the job when things and people are just all off the chart and the chain. You just slip away for a moment or two. Have your nice little sip of tea. And inhale and think of the goodness of Jesus and all He has done for you. Yes, you prayed this morning, but you want an intimate relationship with Him. So it's okay to take a moment to tell Him how much you appreciate Him, how much you enjoy being in His presence. Hallelujah. Read, if it's just one line of a verse, think about that. Building a closer relationship with God. And He's allowing you to do it. He's welcoming you. Hallelujah. He's sweet. He's kind. And yes, storms will come about. But He's in the midst. Rest knowing that God is in control. Relax, let go, and let His good come forth. Amen. And there was another time I want to share this with you. I was, I guess, bemoaning a young pastor who fell, and just it was just not a good situation. Very talented, preached so good. But, you know, the enemy has traps. And our Lord taught us, pray, lead us not into temptation. Hallelujah. And I was saying to the Lord, they were trying. how this happened, Lord? How this happened? And why it happened? This trap. And we understand when you ask God for forgiveness, when you repent, He cleans you from all unrighteousness. We understand that. But why the fall? What happened when they're trying so hard? And the Lord just led me right here. Listen, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless. But he said, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, keep you from stumbling. Now unto him that is able to keep you from stumbling, to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. God is able to keep you from stumbling. He's able. Yes, he is. He is able to keep you from stumbling. God is able. Think about it. But we have a choice, and we make up our mind. It's just a span of a second sometimes. And sometimes we had thought about it and thought about it and thought about it, and it went from the head to the heart and we act on it. But God is able to keep you from stumbling, to keep you from falling. He's able to do that. But what we must do, we must purpose in our heart that we are going to lean and depend and trust him. We're going to take the flesh and kill the flesh. Hallelujah. And I'm not talking about literally killing. I'm talking about taking dominion over the flesh. Letting the old man die and letting the new man come forth with the new nature, the nature of God. You're an imitator of God. Purpose in your heart, regardless of what people say, oh, that's all right. God will understand. The devil is a liar. He said, behold, all things are new. You are a new creation in him. Old things have passed away. Think about it. We always want to remind us, oh, you remember what you did? Why am I going to remember what God has pulled me out of and cleansed me? Don't remind me. Unless you remind me I've gotten where I'm tooting up my nose at people. But I don't want to be on the fence. I don't have to remember the songs I used to dance to. I don't need that old stuff lurking back when God has placed it in the sea of forgetfulness. I am a new creation, walking and talking in the earth as a child of the Almighty God. Yes. Maturing. Yes. But God is able to keep us from falling if we purpose in our heart. Yes. there are those who get tripped up. People try to trap you all the time, but let God arise and my enemies be scattered. Yes, people are trying to mess you up and then laugh at you because you done fell back. I knew it wasn't nothing. You didn't have nothing. The devil is a liar. Keep your mind. We must keep our mind and our heart stayed on him. Pray one for another that we stay strong in the Lord. One can't turn their nose up at the other. We pray for one another. We encourage each other to live holy and pleasing our Father. That's our main objective, is to please God. Walk on this earth as strong sons and daughters of the Most High God. Jesus came to cleanse us, that we could be cleansed from all unrighteousness, and that he would restore us back to our relationship with our Father, that we may have that wonderful in the garden relationship with our Father, where he talks to us and he tells us how special we are, how he helps us. Hallelujah. He wants that relationship. He wants that one-on-one with you. You're special to him. So that's why I encourage you. You may sip the tea and you may not. It's just warm and welcoming to sit with a friend and have a cup of tea. Jesus is your friend. And you get your journal and you write down what he tells you or what you've heard, how you or what understanding you have from a scripture or a thought that was dropped into your spirit. And just sit sometime and just say, Lord, I love you. And just sit silent before him. He may say something and he may not. He may drop a song in your heart. He may not. He may drop a spirit. He may not. But you know you're in his presence. Hallelujah. And there's fullness of joy. There's nothing like being in the presence of the Almighty God, because he truly, 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 truly loves you. And as he, knowing that he loves you, there's comfort in knowing that you know that he loves you and that he is leading and guiding you according to his plan and his will. Now, a closing scripture, number 6, starting at the 24th verse. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Shalom. Nothing missing and nothing broken. Hallelujah. Whole. Hallelujah. Blessed of the Lord. Think about it. You're blessed of the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless his name. I just thank you for the opportunity to come into your presence. And I pray that these words were encouraging to you. And one day that you'll just call up and we can chit-chat. And I would love that. Hallelujah. God bless you. You pray for me, and I'll pray for you. And God loves us best. This is Pastor Margaret Lee. Thanking you for joining me this morning. And pray that you will have a mighty day and week. And until next Friday, God bless. See you then.